Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, right after this.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
The comment period on the so-called gypsy rule has come and gone. In fact, it wrapped up last November. Over 60,000 comments made. According to U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, over 30,000 of those unique comments, as he called them. And he has lived up to his word made after the comment period closed that USDA would conduct an economic analysis. That economic analysis is now underway by the chief economist of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Dr. Joe Glauber, and his team. The problem, according to groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and their Washington, D.C. expert, Colin Woodall, is that at this point, the secretary has been very clear he has no intention of giving anybody another shot at making comments after the economic analysis is done. He's going to judge it, he's going to tweak the rule, and he's going to release it and finalize it. According to Colin Woodall, that's not acceptable.
USDA is currently reviewing those comments and it has been pretty quiet, but this quiet has lulled many to believe that this issue is over. However, we know for a fact that Secretary Vilsack intends to have a final rule out this year. One of the major failures of this rule is that USDA did not conduct an economic analysis and has no idea what the true impact will be on the cattle industry. Our own analysis shows this rule will result in $837 million worth of losses. NCBA put pressure on the Secretary to actually conduct a USDA analysis, and that work is going on now. While that is good news, recently we found out that the Secretary will not allow NCBA or any other group to review or comment on the economic analysis before this rule is finalized. This flies in the face of the transparency that was promised to us by President Obama. Given the huge impact this rule will have on the bottom line for cattlemen, we need to see the rule. We ask that Secretary Vilsack give us and all other stakeholders an opportunity to review and comment on the analysis. You, as cattle producers across the country, need to make the same request to USDA and to your members of Congress. The Secretary has said that this rule will repopulate rural America, but taking marketing opportunities away from America's cattle producers will not make that happen.
A call to action by Colin Woodall of the Washington Office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He and a lot of folks very concerned about exactly USDA's intent when it comes to finalizing this so-called gypsy rule that could be finalized as early as June, but the secretary told us when we were in Washington just a few days ago, it would likely be this fall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, it's time for a Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. They'll be featuring over 500 head of fall calving cows, heifers, and spring pairs, plus a stout set of service-age bulls. The sale will be held Saturday, June 4th at 12 noon at the ranch just north of Cheyenne, Oklahoma on Highway 33. For more information, you can go to the website www.collinscattleservices.com or call 800-975-6313. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.